Missionary work in the troubled Kashmir region slows due to terrorism. A Bible translation initiative picks up the pace, and there's a critical shortage of Bibles for distribution ministry. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Kashmir leaders have roundly condemned the Friendship train bombings that killed 68 people 3 days ago. Terrorists are accused of blowing up the train to create tension between Pakistan and India. Operation Mobilization Sam Paul says that's made a tough situation even worse for their teams.
It's very difficult to do any missionary work in Kashmir area. It gets very tough, both for the Indian missionaries and the foreign missionaries. Not much Christian activity because the government, they're taking care of the terrorism that is on the ground.
Paul urges prayer for missionaries in India facing similar circumstances.
Pray that the country would continue to be open to the gospel, and we also think of several states in North India where anti-conversion laws are being enacted. These laws terrorize the Christian community, and pray that there would be wisdom to those that are in these particular states.
We turn next to India's Maharashtra state, where Gospel for Asia's K.P. Ohanan says five of their Bible school students are recovering from an assault on Sunday.
We have a Bible college with 150 students, and they were on the outreach the other day, and some 40 men, one of these radical groups, they caught five of these students and beat them up, and the two of the brothers were so abused. They are still in the hospital.
Persecution of this nature is becoming a daily occurrence, and it will likely continue to increase, Yohanan notes. That won't stop their missionaries from evangelizing, but he says,
we need to pray earnestly that the Lord will give strength and wisdom and commitment strong enough that the people of God, especially Christian workers and missionaries, will not give up, but they will continue to go forward. Boldness is what I am praying for. We all need to be praying for them, that they will not get discouraged.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Wycliffe Bible Translators Bob Creason gives us an update on the progress of Vision 2025. It's a plan
to see a Bible translation in progress in every language community that needs it by the year 2025.
75 years worth of history created the capacity to discuss how they could work in language cluster projects and how they could meet their goals by thinking outside of traditional Bible translation.
There have been 539 language communities that have translation work started since we committed ourselves to Vision 2025, which represents about 160 million people that now have some access to at least portions of God's Word.
It's all about cultivating partnerships. The broader the base, the faster the work. Creason says,
we need as many North Americans involved in Bible translation as we can get. God is not done with North America yet. But the reality on the field is that more and more people outside of North America and outside of Europe are becoming involved in Bible translation, which creates the capacity that we really need to continue the pace that we're on right now.
Meanwhile, Christian Resources International's current supply of Bibles is at an all-time low. They just sent a great crate to India, but the resource shipment was 20 boxes short. There's only a few Bibles left on the shelves. CRI sends between 2 to 4 great crates a year, and each one contains 15,000 books. These resources help pastors and new seminary graduates in ministry. CRI welcomes used Christian books, Bibles, and other materials. If you can help, go to our website. And Teen Missions Zambia Ministry is seeing fruit. Facilitators in Mabende are working with about 200 orphans in school. Most of them were not in school before Teen Missions came, and many of them have since learned how to read and write. Mabende's in a remote area, but because of Teen Missions' sponsorship and support with the orphan rescue units, there's hope for the kids' future. Teen Missions trains, disciples, and mobilizes young people to make an eternal impact for the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features praise and worship for today's church, songs like Enough, How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.